Welcome to Bleeping Motherhood. I'm Bleeping Audrey with Bleeping Carrie. And we're having a slight snorting giggle going on here. I'm not sure what for, but it's starting off with a bang.
Snort.
We're having a good time. We're going to kick off with who we're sponsored by this evening. Carrie, who are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking from a local brewery.
Ooh.
And I'm talking so local I could walk to it, called Rushing Duck. Ooh. And they have a lot of really good beers there. And I'm drinking a coffee porter from their brewery.
That sounds amazing. Is it a dark? It's got to be dark, right?
Yeah. I'm a porter or a stout kind of beer drinker is my preference. And this is a dark beer.
Excellent. And what is it called again? Rushing Duck?
Yeah, Rushing Duck is the name of the brewery. It's in Chester, New York. And they're starting to make a name for themselves locally. And they're just starting to can. Mike just took a picture of me.
Ooh, geez.
I'm not sure why, in the closet. I am again in the closet.
Fabulous coffee stout.
Yes. Porter. Yes. What about you?
I too am drinking from the local brewery. It's so local that it's actually right in my fridge. Because Mike, while he's not taking photos of me, always keeps our refrigerator stocked.
That is a good man.
With Bud Lights. So I too, again, this week, am drinking Bud Light. Not only because it's what's in our fridge, it's just what I like.
So Bud Light is my drink of choice out when I'm home drinking with the husband. Give me a coffee porter or a stout.
All right. Well, we're beering it up tonight. So watch out, folks. Watch out. Because we have what might be considered an extremely controversial topic. We're talking working mom versus stay-at-home mom. And I know a lot of people have thoughts on one versus the other, and one are advocates for one over the other. I can't personally find a reason to side with either one particularly, because I just, you know, for myself, I only know what I know. I'm a work-from-home mom, so I'm sort of touching both ends of that. But at the same time, I have to be an advocate for myself because, again, it's all I know. Carrie, who are you siding with, or are you feeling sides, or are you feeling like you're neutral?
I would say I'm certainly neutral. I'm coming from the side of a stay-at-home mom. Obviously, I have a couple of projects in the works, this being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't make enough money, I would say, to call myself a working from home mom.
Oh, I don't know. You work your ass off, and you put in 110 on all of those projects. So you're working for sure, even though you might not feel that way from my perspective. But
thanks. I would for purposes of this conversation, I would call it more of a hobby. Because if I don't do it one day, we're not going to be lacking in a paycheck. It's more of I'm kind of just letting my friends down.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, I'd hate to do that.
Yes. Because I will have to show up at your house and beat you. not very hard. Slight taps.
Walk up with a big slap in the face and walk out. Ding dong, slap!
A light tap. A light little, we'll call it a love tap.
Yeah.
Love taps, yes. No, but I do think that there's a lot of, you know, I've heard stories where people are sort of being bullied into corners of having to defend themselves one way or the other. And I mean, at some point that's just got to stop. It just seems a little bit like we should be supporting each other instead of saying, you know, why are you doing this over this? It's just what works for that particular family.
Yeah, I've kind of seen a lot of interesting things. Very recently, I was at an event, and at this event, there was a slideshow of, you know, the kids that were being kind of honored in this event, and somebody made kind of like a wistful comment about, oh, I don't even, you know, have the time to do that with my kids. And another woman that was near me said, well, you have a job. Mm. And it was like, it really kind of struck me and made me a little sad. Granted, the woman that said this doesn't have kids. But, you know, it was kind of right in front of me. And, you know, for purposes of her perspective, I don't have a job. And that, you know, I think both stay-at-home moms and working moms have things they wish they could do better, or, you know, moments they wish they have different, and, you know, appreciate what they have, but also appreciate what, or kind of see a grass is always greener on the other side.
Right. Yeah. I kind of feel like a lot of times though, these comments are coming from people who don't have children, which to me is just like, you have, like, really no right to, I mean, opinion is an opinion, but whoa, if you don't have any kids in the first place, where are you even coming from with these statements?
Yeah.
And they,
or people with very young children that, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit confusing, I guess, to hear comments coming from people. I mean, if I had to go out in the workforce, I mean, I look at people who have to go out in the workforce and work, and I'm just like, it makes me almost anxious because I don't know how I would be able to do it.
Yeah.
And then people look at me and say, I don't know how, you know, I don't know how you do that. So I think it's really just comes down to what you currently are doing is the best you're doing.
Yeah.
For yourself and your family.
What was the decision-making process for you to be a work-from-home mom?
I think it just was a lucky charm that was presented to me. When I got pregnant with Sophia, my first, my company happened to be kind of going remote, and they offered me a remote sort of position. So, I mean, I just was like, yes, yes, yes. It wasn't a doubt in my mind. Like, no, I kind of want to think about putting her in daycare and, you know, being out of the home. I think I want to have that role. I want to be able to do it on those terms. It was like an immediate, yes, I want to be able to be home with her. And yes, I still want to, you know, support and have, you know, income coming in. So, yeah. You know, that just happened to work out for me, and I didn't even realize that that was actually the dream scenario for myself until it was presented to me. So I just am, like, incredibly lucky to have that, and it has worked out. And it has not been easy, but I've made a commitment to that, and it's something that I've sort of, I want to say it defines me, but it definitely has become part of who I am. I am just balls in the air at all times. So it sort of is, you know, how I define myself, I guess. And I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would gather that every mom that makes any kind of decision is anxious, and it's hard. Certainly there, I've had days where I have sent a resignation email to Mike. Being a stay-at-home mom. For me, the decision, I was in, you know, working in advertising, commuting an hour and a half, and working particularly on a client in an agency that was not necessarily family-friendly for women, and the client was not one that was really interested in me having a family. And me having other priorities other than them. And I, you know, based on the amount of late hours that I'd spent already, and kind of the poor way they treated us, I knew I'd be resentful to be missing out on this time with the kids, or at the time just with MDog, for somebody who was just a complete asshole to us. So I talked to my boss and tried to go part-time because I'd seen other people around us that had done it, and he just said no. And so I just, luckily, you know, we were able to financially manage for me to quit, but it was certainly a huge loss in our income and a huge change in our lifestyle. And luckily our marriage was strong enough that we could kind of work through that. And as things have kind of gone on and things have gotten easier, you know, because he gets raises.
Yeah. I mean, you can just hearing us speak about this, you know, candidly, as personally, I mean, it's sort of a, as we're talking about it, it seems to be more of a personal sort of thing than anything else. This is like very personal as I'm like speaking the words about it. So it, you can only imagine like how women can feel when they're sort of looked at or talked about or judged for doing one over the other. It's just, it seems very harsh.
I think it's a very individual decision, know, or an individual family. I don't think it's fair to say that one way is the right way for all.
Nope.
It's not fair to say, you know, stay-at-home moms are, you know, kind of crippling the feminist movement.
Yeah.
Or that working moms aren't there for their children. I've certainly been around working moms that I had a boss who had four children and, you know, her last two children rushed back to work because that was where her strength laid. And, you know, fair enough that she wanted to be a mom and they have kids, but she also knew that there was a better kind of outsourcing, if you will, way that worked for her family. And that was what was right for her.
Yeah, I mean, it is an individual choice in what's going on with your family at that time. And I do think too that, I mean, for me, I had almost a fear of if I don't do something personally for myself while I'm home with these kids, then I may, you know, be sending them off to college feeling empty and unaccomplished. And the list goes on and on. So I almost, you know, I like having balls in the air and I like being, you know, having goals attached to, you know, myself instead of just being, you know, the umpteen things that I am for my kids. So for me, that's another personal choice. You know, I sometimes I'll sit here and say, gosh, I wish I could just do nothing and just be a mom to my kids. But I'm like, you know what? I don't think I need other satisfaction in my life. Cause I know myself, I know years down the road, it's going to be a little too grim for me to just have an empty nest and have really, I mean, I don't want to say I have nothing to show for it, but you know, I have personal goals and I don't want to just be a mom. I want to be this and that, you know?
Yeah. I was having a conversation with my mom and I was talking to her about, you know, some kind of success or some new thing that we were doing with Leaping Motherhood and something else that was happening on the other project I work on, Forest School for All. And she was like, wow, you know, you're not just a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the time I was like, well, no, mom, of course I'm not. Like, who would ever think I would be just a stay-at-home mom? And, you know, mom, if you're listening to this, I don't know if my parents listen to this, but if you're listening to this, mom, you know, that was not the right thing to say. The right thing to say was you weren't just a stay-at-home mom either. You were a volunteer. You ran the YWCA. You helped people when they came to the hospital, you know, and while many of my stay-at-home mom friends have, you know, a little bit of side going on, whether it's like they kind of work from the side, like you do, like a working from home.
Yeah.
Or like Michelle, where she volunteers.
Yeah.
Excessively.
Yep.
Well, not excessively. I'm sure it's very needed. Or, you know, if you are staying home and concentrating on being the best mom and wife.
Right.
You know, you're not just a stay-at-home mom. You're also kind of a female in a...
Well, sure. I mean, we all know, too, stay-at-home mom is like 1,000 roles in one. I mean,
A mom is 1,000 roles.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Exactly. I mean, you're everything. You're everything.
Yeah.
I mean, even thinking... I get exhausted thinking about, too, though, from that working mom perspective, because it's like, all right, you have a whole boatload of stresses outside of the home. Then you walk in that door and your whole other boatload stress. So it's like, that's why I'm like, all right, I'm an advocate for what I do because it's all I know. I don't want to know what other moms have to do because when I think about what they have to do, it makes me anxious because I'm like, all right, I'm in my safe zone. I know what I can handle. I can handle working from home. That's what I do.
Yeah. It's funny. When I used to work at TGI Fridays, and I worked at the one out in Kansas City, and they trained me as a busser. So I walked in with, like, hospitality, like the seating people. Yeah. Hostess.
Yes.
And then they trained me to be a busser. And I'll tell you, the days that I was busing, I was so glad I was not hosting.
Mm-hmm.
And the days that I was hosting, I was so glad I was not busing.
Yes, I totally get it. Yes.
But, you know, I beyond just the kind of like respecting the balls in the air and the, you know, different levels and different kind of segments of stress that the working mom has, I also just appreciate the working moms that I have in my life, because when my kids say, you know, when A-Train says to me, can I be a female architect?
Yeah.
And I pulled up the picture of Shannon.
Yes.
Being a mom and being an architect. I mean, like, boom, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
You can be and you can do whatever. And they said, well, moms just stay home and moms just make food.
Because that's the problem.
That's what they see.
They do see that. I asked Sophia one time what mommy did for work, and she said that I text Rob and Dave. That's what I do for work. I text Rob and Dave. Rob and Dave are my bosses. And whenever I'm telling her that I'm doing something for work, I always, you know, I occasionally will be texting, and I'm texting Rob and Dave, be quiet. So that's what she thinks I do for work, which is hilarious. But I lost my train of thought, but yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, you know, I can, well, they're like, mommy just, you know, shops and makes food for us. And I can be like, like, look at these other women in your life, these other moms in that, you know, that have jobs. You can choose or go down a path. I mean, I know a lot of working moms that they have to do that. But you can, you know, kind of try to find the path that's the right one for you. And it can be working and it can be staying home.
Yeah, I think there's that weird little stigma, too, that I don't even know where it got attached, but, like, you know, soap operas and bonbons, and that's what we do when we're home. So, I mean, that's just a tough one to sort of have to... I have to relish a little bit in the fact that, you know, like, Mike knows how hard it is when he's home on the weekends, man. He can't wait to run out the door on Monday morning. So, I mean... We're moms for a reason. We can handle it. We can do it. I just, you know, let's just try to urge everyone out there to take a step back before you're ready to put the judgy pants on in any one situation, because people are doing the best they possibly can.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's about all I could say about it.
Yeah. There's so many times when you can just sit there and say they're doing the best that they can.
Yeah.
And if you can just truly just love and embrace that.
Yes.
That it just makes it understandable, everything much more understandable.
I totally agree. And I'm going to take my beer, put it in the air, and wave it around.
Pour some on my head. Pour some for in the moms that couldn't be here.
Yes, for all the moms working, for all the moms at home. I'm going to pour some beer in my mouth for you right now. Well, I'm going to go eat some bonbons. So
I'm going to go catch up on my soaps.
Yes, my days of our I don't even know what's on anymore. See, I don't watch soap operas all day. I don't even know what's on.
But I can tell you all the plot twists and Andy Manny.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh my gosh, when Abuelito was marrying Mrs. Portillo, I called Mike.
You know, one day, the first time, we watch Monsters, Inc. way too much in this house, but when Monsters University came out, I was like, oh my God, this is the best movie I've ever seen. I called Mike up and I said, Mike, they're going to have a third movie of Monsters, and you know what it's going to be about? And I was like convinced that it was going to be Sully's father is going to come back because Sullivan is like the big scarer. And he's going to have a huge role, Sully's, you know, the father. And I was, I don't know, as horrible and, like, sad as that sounds, that I was excited.
I'm making a plot twist.
I'm making plot twist for the third Monsters. Yeah, but that's what we do. We get excited about cartoons and animated film. So
and way less General Hospital talk.
Yes, there's not too much soaps going on here. I'll say that much. But anyway, I will. We'll catch you guys later. I hope everyone has a wonderful bleeping week. Until next time. Cheers.